I don't know what places you hit, but I've got some good ones. So
now, what do you think it is about the Buffalo wing that they do there that makes it different? That's what I always wonder, because there is such a distinct difference.
Yeah. Sorry, my dog's barking.
No, that's okay.
They legit, like, I kid you not, they take pride. They put some love into it. Like, it's very prideful here to have good wings. Like, you don't want to be the bar that has bad wings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they, everybody's kind of fighting to gain the top spot, and everybody has their rankings, whether it's Barbell, Gabriel's Gate, 9/11. You've got the Anchor Bar and the Duff's. You know, there's Lenova. There's I'm a big fan. Again, Barbell is probably my favorite.
Right.
Elmo's, I've heard, is really good. But there's a place called Mulberry that they do these wings, and they're just a little different, and they're special.
Now, Josh, are you a drumettes guy, or are you are you a drumette guy, or are you like
drums?
Yeah, the flats, yeah,
just,
or the drums?
It's just drums, Joe. It's not drumettes.
I'm sorry, Barry. And you always have to, you know.
Well, because you come up with these things, like different versions of commonly spoken items. And I just, maybe Josh is not familiar with drumette. I'm certainly not familiar with it. So we call
it a drumette in Canada. So I don't know. That's.
Sorry about it.
Guys, I do got to just one thing that I do got to ask in Buffalo, yeah. Because like if you got the football game and that's all great, Bills Mafia phenomenal, wings phenomenal. The issue that you have in Buffalo is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. what do you do then?
For me, it's a little different. I'm in the facility a lot. I don't go out all that much. It's tough for me to kind of get around here, which, you know, there's pros and cons to being in Buffalo, and the city loves us. But again, going out to dinner, going out to eat, it's sometimes it's a show, and I don't want to put up with that all that too much. So, but guys hang out with each other here, and that's what I think kind of separates us as a football town. There's not all the clubs, all the bars, all the flashy lights. Guys like actually hang out here together, which is a really cool vibe. It's sort of like college where, you know, I know guys, at least, like, they have kids, they've got other things going on, but at the drop of a hat, like, hey, come over, like, come over, watch the game tonight, and guys are willing to do that. So it's a very family-like vibe here, which is pretty special.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Josh, I was thinking about that. You know, I think you have a lot more in common with me personally than you do with Joe and Bob, because Joe and Bob are living a lifestyle of retired old men, and they don't understand, like, guys like me and you have to still go out there and grind for a living. You know, you have to answer to an employer. I have to answer to an employer, unfortunately. These guys are living, you know, this
fantasy life to some extent. Since I retired, it's been 1 month. I was grinding away for the last decade. You act like I've been retired for 2 years.
Josh and I can't identify with that quite yet. The man's got work to do. He's got a Lombardi.
No more GM at the restaurant. No more.
No, I'm done. That's it.
Big time. Okay.
Put in the resignation. Right. Well, now I got to get, now I got to get into, you know, the fitness mode's got to turn up. Now we got to go into Joey Swole cuts. We got to start like losing some weight and getting shredded. If you have a workout regime, you know, I'd love to pick your brain and see what you might have in store for me to get back in shape.
You know, I think my workout regiment might be a lot like your workout regiment there, Joe.
So they say.
I do a lot of curls, you know, a lot of curls.
Wow. Yeah, I think instead of doing a Bob the Sports and bringing that to Buffalo, what if we just bring Cold Cuts to Buffalo and we just do a workout with Josh Allen?
Oh God. Could you imagine that?
I think it would be unbelievable.
It would be demoralizing for me, Bob, but
now, Josh, I gotta ask you, okay? I do gotta get into golf for a second here. All right. Yeah. You decide you're going to give the nod to Joey Cold Cuts on the bag for the ACC tournament here, a little pro-am action. Okay. When you're deciding, hey, I want to have Joey Cold Cuts on my bag as my caddy, are you looking for more of like a friend, or are you looking for more of a numbers guy?
You know, I looked at all the options that I had and I really told myself, I want to win this thing, and who better help me win than Giuseppe, like nobody else. So that's what we're aiming for. You know, golf's it's not meant to be won, it's meant to have a good time. And you know, I've been watching your guys' videos for quite some time now, and been bringing me some joy, and you know, always wanted to play with you guys, and to get the chance to have Joey Cold Cuts on the bag, why not?
It's going to be fun. And by the way, Bob, not only are we going to be shooting for course records out there, we are going to be having more fun out there than anybody else. That is absolutely, no, you know, Bob's hat says it all. We are going to have ourselves a day. And, you know, I can't fathom, you know, I think Josh will be giving me reads to give back to him by at some points out there, but I'm stoked. It's going to be so fun. I can't wait to get out there. Have you played there before, Josh? It's beautiful.
It's awesome. No, it's great. I played it in a few years ago and I actually turned it down the last 2 years. One was COVID. One was my sister's wedding. So I was like, if I turn this down again, I might invite it back. So I had to say yes to it, but it is such a good vibe. Hole 17, I'll tell you what, is one of the coolest spots too. There's people lined up on the beach there towards the lake. Yes. The music boats. Blasting. It is such a cool spot. So that hole is going to be our hole. I'm going to tell you right now. Hole 17, obviously.
I want a couple darts, maybe a hole in one for Josh. So that would be incredible.
My first year, I put one to about 3-4 inches. Like it was tight.
Josh, you know, the only thing that like I was telling Cuts, like the only thing we need out of you guys, like just the content or if that's on TV of you walking down a fairway with cold cuts on the bag to me would be one of the most to where like, we just need you guys to make a run. We don't even need you guys to come in first, but if you guys are in like a final pair, just something to where you guys are making a run and we have that televised would be unbelievable.
We'll see what we can do. No promises for that. We're gonna have fun, and it'll be on TV regardless. We'll get some good close ups of Joey Cold Cuts.
I promise you, Bob. I'm gonna have him swinging freely. That I can promise you.
The results
will speak for themselves. All I can do is just get him in a good mentality. It's like, you know, I'm gonna get him in a good headspace. We're gonna be vibing out there. We're gonna have a good time, and then you
know, couple Gatorades.
Yes, you know? Yes. Ice cold Gatorades. And you know what? And the score will speak for itself. If we come out firing out of the gates, we're going to still play the same as if we don't. That's not going to change. It's the same game plan. I'm already ready. I'm already prepped, Josh. I played a couple rounds the last couple weeks with caddies, and I'm like analyzing these guys, like what they're doing, how they're doing it, how do they put the bag up, like just like the like just so I like can get the motion down so I look
finer
the parts.
The fun
parts. And as long as you got the caddy jokes down, that's all that matters. Yep.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Do you
and maybe Bob will be there to heckle us too. Who knows?
Yeah, Josh, when you go to these things, okay, I always watch these things. Or like I'm watching you in the match, okay? And like, yes, you guys are very good golfers, but at the same time, you guys are kind of out of your element to where you're like, you're not on a football field. Like you have fans in the gallery too. Like I'm always thinking about if I played in one of these things, like there's no way I'm not taking somebody's neck off. Like, are you thinking about that?
I took someone's head off.
But that's different. That's on a drive. Like that's not a shank. You know what I mean? There's only so much you can do with
that. So honestly, right? So that was a par three. It was hole four. And that's the spot. Like I played that course three times, like the previous 3 days. And like I missed there. That's my miss. And it hits that hill and it kind of rolls back down. Unfortunately, they didn't tell us there's going to be people standing on the fringe of the green. And I just absolutely domed the dude. And I felt so like at that point, my swing, I was lost. I was like, I'm setting up a cut here and I'm hitting it straight. And I'm like, if I set up straight and I hit my cut, I'm going to hit somebody again. I think I got three or four people with balls there. I almost ran out of gloves. So
what do you just gave them a golf glove like Phil would normally, or what do you do?
The first one I hit the hand, I gave him a glove. The guy that I hit on the head, I'm walking up to him and he's rubbing his head. He's got like one eye open and I'm like, I am so sorry. Like my heart like legit was hurting for the dude. And I walked up to him, he's like, oh, I'm on my bachelor party. Hey, do you want to sign my jersey for me? And I'm like, I will sign anything.
And whatever you need.
I signed the golf ball that hit him. I signed a jersey and a helmet for him. And I got him on my way. And
That guy is now actually starting week one in Buffalo. He's going to be in pads. He's getting the full experience.
He's the ball boy.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever that guy needs. Yeah. Are you thinking, too, during the whole time, like – like everything is televised too, to where like if you shank one or like when this guy goes down, like, oh shit, they got to have so many angles of that. Like that's the stuff that would be in my head where I'm wondering if you guys are thinking about.
Yeah, that was definitely crossing my mind. And fortunately, like I didn't have a shot that was like, holy crap that was bad. Like, I didn't shank one. I didn't dribble one. I hit some offline. I hit a couple people. It is what it is. But I was proud of the fact that even though I was, I mean, you're putting the ball down and you are shaking. Like, it is, it is unnerving how, well, again, there's 2,500 people on the course and we're the only four guys playing. So they are lined up on every single hole. You've got the thing in your ear. It kept cutting out. So I couldn't hear what Chuck and them were saying. And I'm trying to talk with Patrick. And again, like, it's an absolute shit show, but it was so fun to be a part of. I wish I could have played better. Hopefully I get the nod again. And I'm playing better golf at that time. But your boy needs some help. I will say that.
We're going to get you there. And you know what we'll do is when you win a Super Bowl this year, we'll get custom balls with the Super Bowl logo on it. You'll have to do a rematch and then we'll ship some to Tom so that he doesn't have to talk any crap anymore next time.
Exactly. I'm with that.
Bob, I told you too, the same thing is like in a normal golf match, you're panning from group to group. When you're the only four guys there, like, you're constantly having to put up it's almost like you have to put on a show, I would imagine, because people want to have like the humor side. And like, you know, Aaron wasn't really putting out much, but he was just focused on the game. But I liked how you guys had like the jovial, like fun back and forth banter, because that's part of the show, to be completely honest. But it's got to be really, really, it's got to be intense for sure.
No, it 100% was. And again, like, they started off, they went up two right away. And they lost their lead, and all of a sudden Aaron went mute. Like, he didn't say anything for until we got to 12.
A bad move.
Oh, Bairdow's gonna have fun with this now.
Not surprised there, but again,
I was having a good time, and it played out really well for TV. Like, in terms of
coming
down to the last hole, you know, the 60 footer at the end, and stopping it a freaking inch short, you know, or an inch to the right.
You almost made that. That would have been unbelievable.
Yeah. So it worked out, you know, how it was supposed to, but I wish we would have taken the dub instead.
The thing too, Josh, and I want to get back to you even hitting the guy. When you something like that happens, or if you're playing bad, you have to still somewhat be entertaining, to where you got these guys in your ear, to where if things are going south, you still have to keep it entertaining.
Yeah. Again, because you understand, like, and they bring you on and they just like, hey guys, remember, this is TV. Like,
right.
Like, this is production. This is a show. We want you guys talking, having a good time. You know, I'm just fortunate Patrick started playing out of his mind there towards the middle, where at least he kind of brought us back and put us in a position where we had a chance. And I didn't help him out too much. But again, in terms of what it was supposed to be for TV, I think it lived up to the hype.
It's so much fun to watch that, because like, even when they started doing that stuff, it's just so entertaining, because it's like, again, you guys in a way are out of your element. You got the best players in the game going over to play golf. I love that, to where I hope they keep firing those out. The last thing I have for you on the match, was there a time for you, because like, you've had to grow up watching like Brady, is there a time, like, does it ever kind of wear on you that like, you're get over the fact that, wow, I'm golfing right now with Tom Brady? Like, that whole thing's got to be bizarre.
No, it was weird. And again, like, I grew up, I had Tom Brady jerseys. I had Aaron Rodgers jerseys. Like, those are the two guys that I idolized the most. And I let them know, like, you guys have taught me so much more than you even know. So, and I'm just sitting there, like, I even told Pat, I'm like, during our practice round, I was like, is it just weird for you? Like, I'm a small town kid, you know, I grew up on a farm, you know, very tight with my family. And, you know, I always thought that I could get to this position where I'm at and playing in the NFL, but I didn't realize everything else that came along with it. And it's been super surreal, and it's, you know, it's been a fun ride so far, and hopefully, you know, there's some more stuff in the future. But in terms of doing some of the stuff that I've done already in my life, it's just like, holy cow, like, never in a million years I thought this would happen.
So cool to see. It really is. And couldn't happen to a better guy, by the way. You just love to see it. And I got to tell you, Pat seems like a hell of a guy. Bob and Bear, did you see he was putting back Coors Lights in the, like, just, he seems like a guy I would just be a good time to go out with, like, just super down earth. And I feel like you guys totally vibe, you know, which is crazy, because like, a few months ago, you guys had like the biggest game of all time. And
I was just going to say, Josh, like, do you feel that, like, you grew up, you know, you're a little younger than me, but growing up and watching, everything was tied. It felt like to me before your era was Peyton Manning and Tom Brady were forever linked together, kind of with that AFC battle when Peyton was with the Colts and Tom was with the Patriots. Like, whether you guys like it or not, I think that that's kind of the same thing going on right now in the AFC between yourself and Patrick. Like, you guys are going to forever be linked together, I think, because of, you know, the level of your performance and how good your teams have been over the last handful of years. That being said, are you guys very, very close? And you know, when it comes time to, obviously, when it's on the field, things are, you know, put to the side. But I think you guys will forever be tied to each other, considering, you know, the same type of dynamic as Peyton and Brady. Is that like a mind-blowing kind of a thing?
It definitely is. But again, like you guys said, like, I freaking love Pat. And I texted him right after. I had the best time golfing with him for a couple of days and playing in the match with him, getting to know him a little better. We actually, obviously, we've played against each other, but we got to hang out at the Masters 2 years ago and got to know each other there, had a great time. He FaceTimed me when we were at the Super Bowl this year, and he's like, he was at a concert. He's like, just come through. And I, you know, ended up seeing him there, and we hung out for another hour and a half. And the dude is just top of the line on everything that he does. So it's so cool to kind of be linked with a guy like that. And again, for what he's done so far early in his career, it's been unprecedented. And, you know, hopefully I can start winning some of those battles with him. But in terms of just hanging out and being a dude, he's up there.
No, he came as close as you could possibly come this year, I could tell you that. And it's good to hear that the dynamic is that way, because to be honest, that game was just from a bystander's view of it, not a fan, like not a dedicated fan of the team, just a fan of the game. Just one of the like most incredible things I ever witnessed, the back and forth, and to have it, you know, I don't want to harp on the coin toss and the overtime rules and all that nonsense again, but to have it just be cut like that, like that's neither on you nor Patrick. Like that's just two guys who are just slinging it. And unfortunately it has to end some way. But that game was incredible.
Josh,
that
you know
one
what?
Of the most incredible games ever.
You know what?
You're not going to bring it up, Bob.
Yeah, I am.
Bring it up?
Say it, Bob. Come on.
Oh, that's why God. I was laughing. We were watching the game together.
So I forgot during that game when you guys were playing the Chiefs, we were coming. It was me, the Jet, and Cuts, and we were just coming off the 18 fireball challenge where we had to do 18 fireballs. So, like, you know, we were like, wow, this is such a great game. But at the same time, we were so hammered. And
we were in a nice country club, by the way, which was super pristine, in Del Mar Country Club. And we were sitting in the restaurant, right, Bob? And everybody's like casually eating, like really like being well behaved. And we're going nuts watching the game.
And just the reason we had to go, so we had to do the 18 fireball.
Yeah.
I spilled an espresso on me and I didn't even feel it. And Joe looked over at me and he's like, look, Rob, I know it's a great game, but like, we got to get going. Like, you know, we can't be in here after the 18 fire. But regardless, you played fantastic. You were, from what I remember, you were on fire.
Yeah. Well, no, but Bob, you didn't finish what happened.
You were on fire, Paul.
Yes. Yeah, there we go.
We were. But what happened when Jet got really mad at me is Jet had bet on you guys, on the Bills to win. And when you guys came back and like scored the touchdown, I was like, yes, Jet, you're going to do it. You guys got it. And Bob and Jet looked at me and they're like, why would you say that? It was like, what, 13 seconds left. I thought that's it. And when they came back and tied it, I was like, oh my God.
Josh, you're not the reason you lost that game. The coin flip isn't the reason. Joey Coldcuts is the reason that you guys lost that game.
I'm starting to second guess my bag.
Oh no. I just lost my caddy invite to the ACC tournament.
Mike,
we were rooting for you though.
What are you doing July 5th or 10th?
Yeah, you're gonna have
I can tell you. Leonard's got broad shoulders. He could carry a bag.
I could definitely provide security on the course for you. But in terms of club suggestions, I could be a little. I would just suggest the same club every time. Let's go with the wedge here, Josh. It looks like a wedge hole.
I do think at least one of the days, Joey, we gotta have matching fits.
Yes. Yes. Actually, I'm speaking with Corona right now and my sponsorship and getting us like some polos. So like hit me up and if we can get some for you as well. I initially was going to get like the whole caddy, like the caddy outfit with like the Corona and limes all over it. And then I didn't want to like, I don't want to be like the sideshow. Like I want to take it seriously. So I'm like, okay, we're going to tone it down. We got to wear the bib and everything like that. So, but we'll have some hats and some polos. I'll make sure we get something matching would be just a snout.
Maybe some salmon pink, but I know nobody wears the salmon pink like Tony Finau. I'll tell you what.
You got, you yes. Believe it. You bet. I tell you, Josh, you were ready
Josh
to go.
Josh really knows his stuff.
I kid you not. Every Thursday, every Thursday, I'm like, another episode I get to watch today. So,
and, I'll tell you. See,
Thursdays
like,
are, you guys get me up in the morning on Thursdays.
That's amazing to hear.
See that? Yeah, that's the stuff that's crazy to us is because, like, you know, we had been doing it for quite some time. So we've been trying to, like, break through into YouTube and whatnot. But, like, when we hear stuff like that or like now that you get some of like the big names coming in, it's hard to wrap our head around. Like to think that Josh Allen is watching Bob Does Sports with me and Joey Coldcuts every Thursday is nuts.
Yeah. And what you don't realize is after this, Bob's going to go run through that wall behind
that's
him.
Correct. That's correct. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Josh, I got to ask you from a football standpoint, okay? And me and Beardown were talking about this a little before. I find it interesting. Your second year, so your sophomore year, like when you really start tearing it up, is there a time, like, is it a specific game or is it a specific time, like, where you say to yourself, like, okay, not only am I in the NFL now playing with the big dogs, but I can really, like, I'm one of the better guys out here. Like, I could really see the game well. Like, is it a specific game where it, like, kind of all hits you that, like, yeah, I can ball out here?
Well, obviously, like, the reason why I think guys like me are in the positions that we are, we've always had that internal drive and internal belief. But there's one game, I'll tell you what, it was New England my second year where I threw three picks in the first half, tried to run somebody over and got knocked out, you know? So that was the game where I told myself like, all right, I need to stop trying to play a hero ball, trust the other 10 guys on the field with me. And then when there's a play to be made, make the play. But that's the game I think where I kind of changed and shifted my entire mentality, if you will, on the game of football, how to play quarterback in the NFL. So that was one that, again, it was ugly, but I learned from it. And I think, again, like there's been all these different splits of stats in this, but ever since that game, I mean, things have gone up and, you know, I'm very, very thankful for having that opportunity where the coaches trusted me enough to not yank me from the game, but allow me to learn from those experiences and move on.
Josh, I'm a Bears fan, you know, unfortunately. I don't want to get too much into that. But, you know, it is marked improvement in your career from rookie year to the next year to the next year. I mean, the numbers don't lie. Every year has been a marked improvement. And now Brian Daboll's out of town. I know a lot of people attribute, you know, the success rate increasing to, besides your God-given athletic ability, your inner drive, Brian Daboll as the coach, as the coordinator. You know, I have to ask, this past season, how much of your success do you attribute to having Mitch Trubisky on the sideline with you there?
I'll tell you what, Mitchie Biscuits is one of my favorite dudes of all time.
Okay.
I freaking love the guy. You know, he's now a dad. So shout out Mitch. He just had his baby not too long ago, about a month ago. He met me actually in Pennsylvania. He drove down about an hour and a half, met me for my birthday, played some golf with me, kind of surprised me. So that was pretty cool. And I love the guy and I wish nothing but the best for him and hope that he succeeds in Pittsburgh. And again, he was so great when he was here and he just, you know, he set it out from the front. Like I'm not here to try to do anything but learn and help you out with whatever I can do. The utmost respect. Again, he's a handsome devil too. I'll tell you what.
He is a handsome guy.
he is.
He'd take his helmet off. He always looked like he was ready for a photo shoot.
Yeah. Maserati Mitch, we used to call him.
Yeah. Yeah,
you got to be like, okay, when you light it up on an NFL Sunday, like where you have just a monster game, okay, you go back home. Does like food taste better that night? Like you got to be just on cloud nine after something like that.
I would have SportsCenter
like
on for 4 hours.
No, yeah. And like, do you rewatch? Like, obviously you're going to watch film, but like, will you rewatch it like with the broadcast to hear to them just like pumping your tires?
No, never done that. I let my parents do that. They always go. They want to do all that. But I get home, but yeah, food, The Gatorades, they all taste better right after the game, you know. So,
and so do the Coronas.
And so do the Coronas. And we go through quite a bit of them, I'll tell you what, after games. Win or lose, we still booze. That's kind of our motto. But
love
we booze a lot harder, you know, after the wins. And I'm a guy, especially here in Buffalo, right? I like having guys over after the game. Come on over, hang out here, drink some beer, smoke a cigar, hang out, put your feet up. I'm ordering food, watch the game. So that's what I like to do. And again, after losses, not so much. People still want to come over, and I go up to the room and hang out and try to let my thoughts cool down a little bit before I come back down. But yeah, they taste a lot better.
If you have all the guys over after your house, you order food. What's that bill looking like?
What are you?
I mean, that's gotta be.
Question is that, Bob? What are you asking? You're gonna pull out his Postmates freaking receipts on his phone?
This is the shit this guy thinks about,
which you can't even fathom. It's ridiculous.
I thought he was gonna ask, like, what are you ordering? Like, what's the go-to? is it you know, Chinese? No, it's
yeah. It's usually pizza and wings, so it doesn't get outrageous. But depending on how many guys we got. Especially the big guys, they can put the Coronas down and they can put the pizza down. So
I believe it.
A lot of it.
Boys, do we before we let Josh get on his way here, we got anything else we want to fire away now that I got my Postmates question in?
That was the question of the day, I guess.
I just want to make a statement more than a thing. Josh, you just, you know, I know we've talked a little bit, you know, on the phone, not too much, but like, I just think like Josh is just like one of the guys. I feel like you know, aside from the fact that he's a super athlete and we're not, I mean, I feel like we're very much in line with Josh. And I got to say, we might have to get him on the golf course one of these days, you know, where I'm not caddying and we can just play a couple holes with them and just get after it.
So I know you guys are in with the good guys, and I watch them a lot too. And I actually just messaged Grant today for the first time, and I'm like, I don't,
hey, dude.
I was scared too, because like they're blowing up too, and I'm like, I don't want to impede and try to sound like I'm whatever, you know. So it's like, hey, we got to get the good boys out to Buffalo. We've got a tough track up here that you guys would absolutely love. It's called
Track Down.
Remember, it is a doozy of a course, and I'll tell you what, it is. It's fun. So. We'll have to set that up sometime.
My one other question is when you do go golfing down there, is there like a certain guy on the team that you just like, you know, everybody has their like favorites that they like to golf with. Obviously Bear Down doesn't golf, but Bob and I, we just kind of naturally like we just link so well on the course. Is there a guy in the locker room who, if you're like picking one guy, you know, to go out and play a round of 18 with, and you know, not to say that you don't like playing with everybody, not to put you on the spot, but if there's one guy you got to give the nod to go play a match, who are you calling?
Not answering that question.
All right. Fair enough.
I will say this. We have a ton of golfers on our team now. Like there is, It's almost too much. Like every day, like, what are you doing today? And it's like, sometimes I have to lie because I don't want to let them know I'm going off the course with three other guys and that I didn't invite them. Right. So it's been fun though. Case Keenum is an absolute stick, and he's the quarterback that we just traded for. Great dude. Matt Barkley, again, our quarterback room's awesome. Tanner Gentry is one of my best buddies. You know, we grew, we went to college together. He's
former
now
in Bear. Buffalo. Former Bear.
Yeah, Tanner former Gentry. Bear. That's right. Yep. That's right.
There it is.
Mitch was fun to golf with. Jake Kumerow, Gabe Day. Like, the list goes on and on. I can name a lot of different Kumerow guys.
Ex-Packer.
Former Packer.
Yes.
Yep.
Touchdown Jesus. Oh, yeah.
I will just say this, and then, you know, Bear, if you want to add anything, but it is so good to see that the game of golf is growing. And like Bob had mentioned, you know, like these matches and things are so good for like just the exposure that it brings. And it's like, it's so good because different channels are intertwining and it just helping build the game even more than what it is. And I feel like golf has become so big over the last couple of years with the pandemic and everything. And now to see like guys from different sports are just enjoying it and loving it, it just helps promote the game so great. And I just really hope that they keep doing these matches and stuff, because it just shows golf from a different perspective than what you normally see when you watch the tour. And it's fun and it's exciting and it shows the characteristics and the personalities that you guys have. And it makes young kids want to go out there and play. It's
yeah.
All for
which tour are you talking about, by the way?
Well, there's a new tour on town, but I love golf so much. And I always tell, like, if there's anything that we try to do through what, you know, through the madness of what we have, is to try to like break down the stigmas that golf is only for certain people, because yeah. everybody should be able to enjoy it. The game has changed my life. I love it more than anything, and it should be available to anybody and everyone all the time. And it's just to see, you know, different things like that help promote it, I think is just so amazing.
I'm going to send that to my wife, Joe. I'm going to send that.
Both really? Dead. Wasn't that inspired?
Yeah, that was really nice.
Josh,
really
nice. Josh, one more thing. You mentioned alluded to the LIV tour. Do you, as a pro athlete, like to like us, like we find that whole thing fascinating. Cause like you wonder if it like that coming, I mean, I don't think it ever will, but like that coming and happening to any other sport. Like, have you guys, like, do you find that whole thing to be fascinating?
For sure. Like, again, from an ethical, moral, financial, like, there's a lot of ways that you can spin it. But, it can get politicized however you kind of want it to get politicized. But, you know, I'm never going to tell a man what to do with his pockets and with his money. If he wants to go get a bag, go get a bag. And, again, I think that's what some of these guys have done. Like, they've been offered a ludicrous amount of money. And at that point, it's family, it's life, it's generational wealth. Like, it changes the course of yours, your kids, your grandkids' lives forever. And I don't think that they should be faulted for that. But again, like, there's a lot that many people probably don't understand, probably that I don't understand about why, shouldn't, whatever. I think everybody has the chance to make their own individual decision. And I'll leave it at that.
Josh, I gotta tell you, man, you're the man. I think you would be phenomenal for Bob the Sports if you ever decide to give that the nod. You know we're ready for you.
I'm in. I'm in.
Now, there Bob, I did have my final
it's
word.
It's
got to
be
myself,
us three versus Perez.
That's acceptable, Bob.
Yes,
that's
of course.
Yes, us three versus Perez.
It's a no-brainer. You're booked. I mean, it's a done deal.
No, we'll have to have my buddy Christian Kirk on.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Big
we should.
Friend of the pod.
Yeah.
Friend of the
so,
pod.
So, again, this is a side note. Me and Christian, we went to Mexico together, and we hung out and had a good time. And after one of our nights, we were feeling pretty good. And this place we were staying had this huge TV room. And all of a sudden, we typed in YouTube and was like, hey, put on Bob to Sports. And he's like, it's on. You watch Bob? And I was like, I watch every single one. So it was actually like, it was like a come to Jesus moment with both of us. He was like, I actually, you know, I know Bob a little bit. And we've texted back and forth. And I think we sent you a message the next day. Smoking cigars and, you know, flipping the bird and saying, you know, we want you guys
to do it. What a world.
Yeah, that was pretty weird. And I like at that point, I don't know if you guys had blown up quite like what you guys are now. I congrats to you on all the cameos.
Thank you.
Stuff,
thank
right?
thank you like, so much, man.
Yeah. No, it's been fun to kind of watch you guys and you know, I think you guys got to get more jet on. I want to see.
Wow. Oh, is the jet going to clip this up?
Yeah, he's going to clip.
If you don't think the Jets clipping that up for the highlight reel, you got another thing.
The Jets
coming.
A fan favorite.
Oh,
so, yeah, so is Bear Down. I keep telling Bear Down, we got to get – it would be so hysterical to get Bear Down holding clubs because he's such a mammoth of a man that it would look like he's holding, like, little tykes, you know, tyke toy clubs. Yep. It would be –
Yeah, I was going to say that, Josh. You know, listen, my closing words, I was going to say, number one, I knew this was going to be good as soon as I saw the picture behind your head of Francis Albert. however your ties are to that, that's fantastic, old blue eyes. You know, I don't golf except mini golf. I'm a very good mini golfer. That's well documented. So I always have that available, but wings, pizza, beer, good time. That's definitely in my wheelhouse. Joe said he's not an athlete. We're not athletes like you. I happen to think that I am a pretty decent athlete. I'm a top 10% Peloton rider in the entire world, which is, you know, that's, you know, it's nothing to shake a stick at, no pun intended there, Josh. But, you know, I would love to spend some time up in Buffalo, perhaps, you know, when Bobby and Cutsy head up there for the golf, you know, I'll make myself busy and, We could meet up, but very awesome to talk to you. I appreciate all the candid, transparent answers. Very, very cool, bro.
Josh, you're a beauty, man.
I will drink to that. I promise you that.
Thank you, my friend.
Josh, we appreciate you, brother. And again, it sounds like we'll be seeing you shortly. And most importantly, Cutsy on the bag for that tournament's going to be so damn special.
Man.
You keep doing you, man. We're in your corner.
We appreciate you, bud.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on. This is awesome.
Thanks so much.
All right, brother. Be good.
Yeah. You guys have a good one.